Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. We're joined now by the city manager of the city of Maryville, Greg McDaniel. And Greg, a lot going on right now with the city, but the thing we'll focus on with this interview deals with the use tax proposal that will be on the April ballot. And second time around that voters are being asked to consider this issue. And let's just, first of all, explain what the ballot issue is that that we'll see on the ballot in April.
Well, good morning and thanks for having me on. The city of Maryville has placed a use tax proposal back on the April 2nd ballot. This was a measure that failed in November by 55% to 45%. We still believe it is an important enough issue for our community that we have the responsibility to put it back on the ballot and to further educate voters on why it's important, what it means to the local community.
And exactly how will this use tax work?
So the use tax actually applies the existing voter-approved sales tax rate to the purchases of online out-of-state vendors. And so when you purchase something right now online, you pay the state of Missouri sales tax through the use tax. You pay the Nottoway County sales tax through their use tax. But you do not pay the local Maryville sales tax that goes to support voter-approved initiatives. And so we are trying to educate voters to see if they feel the need to put to approve a use tax to also apply the existing local sales tax rate to online purchases from out-of-state vendors.
I know a number of communities in northern Missouri have passed this use tax, but there are other communities that have been on the ballot recently where it's gone down to defeat. What are some of the major concerns that you're hearing from the public about this particular issue?
Yeah, so there's approximately 170 cities across the state of Missouri that have approved a use tax to have their residents pay the same rate versus online or in local stores. But many communities are still challenged with getting this approved by voters, and it really centers around the word tax. And it's unfortunate that this has the word tax in it because it's applying the existing voter-approved sales tax rate to online purchases. It's another subset of a growing online shopping trend that's kind of changed the shopping behaviors of everyone. And so this is an attempt by the city of Maryville and many other communities across the state and the nation to kind of level that playing field between online stores and local businesses.
What does this mean economically to the city if this issue does pass?
We have an estimate from the Department of Revenue from 2016 that Maryville residents alone spent $10.4 million to online out-of-state vendors in 2016. We know that number has grown now. But if those sales would have been made locally in Maryville stores or any local store, it would have been an additional $245,000 in revenue to the city of Maryville to recapture some of those losses from the growing online trend. So, you know, to put that in perspective, that's six JCPenney stores. That's 2 miles of street repair through this community. And so, you know, those are critical revenues that as we see online shopping trend and those sales tax revenues leaving the community, the use tax is a way to level that playing field and start to recapture some of that.
Have you seen the tax revenue go down in the last several years? You mentioned that in the last 10 years you're seeing that online purchases have gone up. As online purchases go up, are you seeing the revenue for the current businesses that are in Maryville go down because of the online shopping?
We are. It's certainly it's not dramatic yet, but it's certainly a slowing trend of increase and to decrease. We're concerned with the amount of volume that keeps growing online and those purchases are being made. It's just convenient for a lot of shoppers. And, you know, as a rural community, we're all already challenged with limited retail options. And so a lot of our residents do go to St. Joe or Kansas City or other places to make those purchases. But when you go to those, you are supporting you're still making a physical purchase in the store. So you're paying their sales tax rate. You're supporting their sales tax initiatives if you make that purchase in their stores. When you do this online, you're not contributing to any of the local efforts for any community. And so that's the playing field that this proposal tries to level.
When you look at Maryville as a rural community, do you see Maryville may be a little bit different than other rural communities because of the university and because of maybe a younger base in Maryville than some similar communities?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that online sales, the demographics for the online shopper are younger. That's quickly changing for all age demographics, but being a rural community with a high number of younger citizens in our community. The shopping trends are very high for a community like Maryville, and so we know that a lot of dollars are leaving this community that could be put to use for the efforts I mentioned earlier.
This issue was a relatively close vote the first time around. What's been the education process you've been going through in the campaign for this time that might have been different from the first effort?
You know, I think we continue to educate our citizens on the information that's available at maryville.org/usetax. We do have what this issue is, why it's important to the community. We have a few letters of support and some testimony from industry to local business. But really, we're trying to emphasize the fact that this is an online and growing trend that is not going away, and our community has to adapt. This is a technology change, and so we're local communities, municipalities have to do that moving forward. Take things such as taxicab code when we revise that to allow for Uber or Airbnb that we're currently discussing. Soon it'll be medical marijuana and driverless cars. And we view online shopping in the same realm as that, as communities attempt to adapt to technology changes. And so that's why it's critical for us to put it back on the ballot. It's not going away, and we hope that voters will at least be informed about what the issue is to make a decision on April 2nd.
And what would happen if this does go down to defeat again?
You know, the city council would have to step back and take another look at it. But again, it's not an issue that's going away. You know, eventually those revenues will start, those revenues that are leaving our community online sales will start having dramatic impacts for the city budget and basic services improvements. And so if this is not the solution, the city will be forced to look at other solutions to attempt to address those revenue issues.
And if someone comes up with some questions about this to you personally, what's the main point you try to get across to the people that have questions here? I know we've talked about some of this, but when you boil it down to just kind of one-on-one discussions with residents in the community, what's the number one thing you want to get across?
You know, our local voters have approved a 2.375% cumulative sales tax rate for local purchases. And so when you make those online purchases right now to out-of-state vendors, you're not contributing to those efforts that our community has voted to support. And what that does is it creates a competitive tax disadvantage for local business. You know, local businesses are often already challenged by the convenience of online shopping or the volume that they can use to lower their prices. And adding a tax rate discrepancy is just another issue for local business. And so we want to support our local business. We want to support our local community initiatives. And so I just encourage every voter to jump online, find some information, do a quick Google search, and find some other communities and what they've faced with this and how this issue is a nationwide issue, not just the city of Maryville.
All right. Well, Greg, thanks a lot for being with us. And again, the use tax will be on the April 2nd ballot.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Greg McDaniel, City Manager for the City of Maryville. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.